Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 29 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, A Refiner and Purifier. Billy Graham once said, "It may be difficult to understand why a test comes our way, but we must never forget that the test is accomplishing refining and purification." Our text for today is from Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. "Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, and the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. He will set as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, and they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years." Malachi chapter 3 begins with a prophecy describing a messenger who will prepare the way for the Lord, which we know is fulfilled by John the Baptist. Micah reveals that the forerunner would precede the coming of the Lord himself to his temple. When the Lord comes, Malachi discloses that he will bring refining and cleansing. Lori Broughton and Jim Edlin provide this clarification. Malachi uses two common images from the ancient world to describe God's refining work. The first of these is the refining of metals, an image utilized by other prophets to speak of God's judgment. You can see Isaiah chapter 1, verse 25, Jeremiah chapter 6, verses 29 and 30, Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 17 through 22, and Zechariah chapter 13, verse 9. On a daily basis, metal workers might be observed extracting pure metals such as silver or gold by placing ore in a crucible and heating it over a fire. These ancient craftsmen were highly skilled at selecting the right material for crucibles, monitoring temperatures of their furnaces with bellows, and skimming off impurities. Silver was especially challenging to process and to attain complete purity. This may be why Malachi speaks of God as doing the work of a purifier of silver in chapter 3, verse 3. A craftsman determined the silver had reached a pure state when he saw his face reflected in the metal. The other image used in the message is that of clothes laundering. Again, women and children washed clothing almost daily in whatever water was available, rinsing and pounding the material on rocks. An alkali powder derived from ice plants provided a detergent substance that helped remove stains and brighten clothing. The text speaks about God's justice, as well as God's determination to purify his people. It reminds us that God is always fair and will eventually make things right. As the Lord administers justice, though, we see that his ultimate goal is purity, not simply punishment. What God seeks is transformed, holy people who are led by transformed, holy leaders. Someday, God will make everything right again. Like so many people throughout history, Malachi's audience was disturbed by injustice in this world. This oracle assures them, though, that justice will be done eventually. God promises, "The Lord you are seeking will come." That's chapter 3 and verse 1. Therefore, God's people need not fret because of those who do evil, or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. But that's a reference to Psalm 37, verse 1. According to the Gospels, Jesus fulfilled Malachi's message. John the Baptist was his forerunner messenger, and Jesus, the Lord and the messenger of the covenant, who comes to his temple. Matthew 11, 10, Mark 1, 2, Luke 1, 76, and 7, 27. In his first coming, Jesus did not sit as judge like the Lord in this passage does. You can see John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Yet all authority in heaven and on earth was given him following his resurrection, according to Matthew 28, verse 18. At his second coming, Jesus will take on the role of final judge of all mankind. You can see Daniel chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, Philippians 2, verses 9 through 11, and Revelation 19, verse 11 through 20, verse 15. So the word of Malachi in this passage awaits a complete fulfillment at the end of time. Malachi chapter 3, verses 1 through 4 reflects God's ongoing engagement with his people. It signifies the continuity of God's covenant promises and his commitment to redeeming and purifying his people. Therefore, Malachi brings a message of both hope and justice. Though purification is often uncomfortable, it leads to the restoration of relationships, both between God and his people and among the people themselves. God will completely refine his people when we finally see his face. Some questions to consider. What is significant about the title, "The Messenger of the Covenant in Whom You Delight," from verse 1? What can we learn from God's methods of refining and purifying his people? And finally, how does this apply to your personal spiritual growth? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.